Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
And top story, as always, is brought to you by Vodafone. I am Blessed Tuga. And tonight, if you are a gay, lesbian, or openly affiliated to any of the activities of the sexual minority groups in Ghana, then now you are at risk of facing a jail term of up to 3 years. That's because Ghana's parliament has just passed the controversial Proper Human Sexual Rights and Ghanaian Family Value Bill today. It's been more than 2 years of a tussle over this passage of this new law. law, which some human rights groups describe as repressive. But despite attempts by Majority Leader Alexander Afenyo-Markin to draw his colleagues' attention to and lawmakers the concerns today in Parliament, the House overruled his concerns and unanimously passed the anti-LGBTQ bill after a third reading in Parliament today. Here are excerpts.
I'm going to put a question. That has, the motion has been moved and seconded. And I left it for your consideration. You made your points. And it's not for me to take the decision, it's for the House to take the decision. And so I put a question. Those in favor that the Human Sexual Rights and Family Values Bill 2021 be taken through the third reading, say aye. Those against, say no. Honourable members, the ayes have it. The Human Sexual Rights and Family Values Bill 2021 is read the third time and passed.
Well, so this was the moment that the country was then pushed to focus on Parliament and to pay more attention to the details of what likely, the impacts of this bill might be on the average citizen and those who are advocating against or for the passage of the bill. Let's bring in now Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Kwaku Asante, who's joining us with details of what it is that unfolded in Parliament today. And Kwaku, we're just, of course, learning of what the Speaker told us that this was not indeed a smooth process towards the third reading in the House today. Tell us about this concern from Alexander Afenyo-Markin, who's the Majority Leader of the House, actually proposing some last minute, if you want to call it, amendments to this bill. What happened?
Well, blessed listeners may recall that some few weeks back, this bill's passage was blocked by Alexander Afenyo-Markin, who wanted to propose further amendments. Indeed, he did propose up to 14 amendments, which were all eventually defeated by the House, and he had to eventually withdraw some. This morning, before the third reading, the sponsors themselves decided that they will move some further amendments to clause 10 and 11 of the bill, which will guarantee media freedoms in terms of our editorial work and our ability to do our work without this law standing on our neck. So the sponsors, led by Sam George, Rossi Nelson, the Family Four, were able to push through these two amendments to clause 10 and 11. When that was done, Alexander Afenyo-Markin decided that based on that, it is clear that the bill needed further work. And so he was seeking the leave of the Speaker to provide or to actually write some further amendments. And he wanted to write his. And so that would have taken some more time. Listen to him advance his argument on the floor.
Mr. Speaker, I humbly pray that you grant me leave, which leave would allow me to formally file some amendments I have to this bill. But the sponsors themselves again and again filed amendments. Please, let's be fair. The sponsors themselves. The sponsors themselves again and again filed amendments. Please hear me. Please accommodate me. I'm not the only one who is coming with an application for second consideration. This is the third time that the sponsors themselves have come to this House for second consideration. The third time. Twice on notice, one without notice. So, Mr. Speaker, it wouldn't be out of place to pray to be accommodated to enable me file my amendments. Mr. Speaker, I believe that instead of going viva voce, instead of using the extempore approach, if I file and its same appear on the other paper and members are able to read, they will get a sense of my point. And then we'll be able to have a law that all of us would appreciate its import. Mr. Speaker, should we hurriedly suspend the rules and say that we are past it?
Speaker, our colleague, the majority leader, just asked for a prayer. In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, the Bible says that to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under the heaven. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. And I believe the time for the third reading of this bill is now. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Put a question.
Well, so Kweku, I believe this was the point at which the speaker then moved for the House to decide on the way forward for this critical bill, which has now been passed after the third reading. And Kweku Asante, I hope you can hear me. It appears that we've lost my colleague Kweku Asante, who then has been providing us with, you know, updates on what transpired today. Kweku, if you can hear me, you know, the point about what happened after this prayer from the majority leader, Alexander Afenyo-Markin. What next transpired?
The point I'm making is that you heard the Imam Okwesi-Bedra make the point that Alexander Afenyo-Markin's time to propose further amendments is long gone, and the House will not entertain him to do so. And eventually the question was put. The Speaker of Parliament did ask, as many as in favor to say aye, almost the entire House. Members present said aye, and those against should say no. There was not a single voice that voted against this bill. Following this, Samuel Nartey-George, the lead sponsor of the bill, organized a news conference thanking Ghanaians for their support for the bill, but also sending a clear message to the President that their side will not wait for him. He should immediately get to the desk and sign this bill into law when Parliament brings it to him.
It's been 3 years since this bill was conceptualized. It was in February 2021 that a statement was read on the floor of the House, and we said we were bringing a bill to deal with the menace of the advocacy of LGBTQ activities in Ghana. Today, the 28th of February 2024, after 3 long years, we as sponsors, the 8 of us, the Honorable Emmanuel Kwesi Bedra, the Honorable Dela Soa, the Honorable Helen Ntoso, the Honorable Roxanne Nelson Dafia-Mekpo, the Honorable Alhassan Suhini, the Honorable Rita Na Odole Soa, the Honorable John Intim Fojo, and myself, Honorable Samuel Nartey-George, have, with the support of the Right Honorable Speaker and majority of the membership of the House, successfully brought a close to the third reading of the Family Values Bill and Human Sexual Rights Bill 2024. It is our belief that this will be communicated from the Speaker's Secretariat expeditiously to His Excellency President Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo. It is our hope, our prayer, and belief that President Akufo-Addo will be a man of his words and stick to the words he spoke to the Anglican Church in the Eastern Region when he said, under his watch, LGBTQ will not be established. When he gave assurances to members of the clergy that he was going to ensure that anything that promoted LGBTQ will be dealt with. There is nothing that deals with LGBTQ better than this bill that has just been passed by Parliament. We expect the President to walk his talk and be a man of his words. We are grateful to the media and we will continue to work with you.
And in the last few hours, a lot of backlash against these MPs who are pushing this from human rights groups and some advocates who believe that the bill in its current form does not protect the rights of sexual minority groups in Ghana. Contrary to the expectations of the sponsors of the bill, there are some of the advocates who are making a strong push on President Akufo-Addo to reject this passage which is coming through from Parliament. I want to bring in now Emmanuel Kwesi-Bejo, who's one of the private members sponsoring this deal. Thank you so much for your time and for joining us here on Top Story. Satisfied to say on the passage of this bill from, of course, the House, but you have another hurdle to cross, which is to have the President assent to this very bill that you have passed in Parliament. I want you to first of all listen to Professor Audrey Gajekpo, who's one of the key critics of the bill, asking President Akufo-Addo not to give his assent. Listen.
But disappointed that, you know, with all of the opportunities we've had since 2021, when this bill was proposed, our parliamentarians didn't see good reason to decide that this is not a bill that belongs in a democracy. Mm. It's an obnoxious bill. It's kind of like criminal libel, which the colonialists introduced, and we retained it, and it was used improperly against people, including journalists. We will come to find that this is like that. And let's hope that a right-thinking government will come into power and repeal the bill.
So what is next for the coalition? 18 of you, what is next for you? Now that Parliament has taken its decision, now it is just one step away from becoming a law.
Yes.
But from your position, what more are you willing to do to ensure that it does not see the light of day?
We're going to continue our advocacy and continue to repeat, like a broken record, but worth repeating, why this bill is harmful to our country's democracy and our country's development, okay? And we hope that the president will listen. So we will make representation to the president not to assent to the bill. If that fails, because you see, I personally believe that this bill's proposal through enactment, even the argumentation, has very little to do with wanting to safeguard Ghanaian family values, because that the present danger, that which endangers our family values, were never addressed in this bill. This bill was just narrowly targeted at minorities because they know that a majority of people don't agree to sexuality that is not binary, okay? But the fact that a majority of people don't agree to a minority position doesn't make the majority right. It's such a fundamental principle of democracy. That is why there are so many provisions in democratic constitutions that protect minorities and minority views and minority rights. But unfortunately, it fell on deaf ears, okay? So we have to do the next best thing. First, to appeal to the president, and if that fails, to be sure to prepare ourselves to go to court on the provisions that we think fly against the letter and the spirit of the court.
Okay, so Emmanuel Kwesi-Bejo, you did not see this coming, but that might be another hurdle. Aside, you know, having the president to assent to this bill, you may be challenged in court.
Well, thank you very much, and good evening to your cherished listeners and viewers. Yes, we are prepared. Since the inception of this bill, 2021, we've had so many oppositions from the likes of Audrey Gajekpo, Tetua Aminu and the rest, who Akutuan Powell and the rest, who stood against this bill, including some advocates who think that this bill should not be passed because they have seen that the bill is against the fundamental human rights of some minority.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
¿Escuchas ese rugido? ¿Sientes la experiencia de poder? ¿La emoción de la libertad? Ya estás preparado para vivir tu nueva aventura. Nueva Ram 1500, hecha para vivir. Ram es una marca registrada de FCA US LLC.
In the country. Well, we disagree with that social preference has nothing to do with your human right. It is your preference. You decide to adopt this special lifestyle. And so if it's a lifestyle that you have adopted, it has nothing to do with human rights. And so, thankfully, we passed it today. In any case, we are prepared. The next hurdle, which she mentioned, is for the president to ascend to it. And it is our belief that the president will ascend to him as one who believes in the culture of Ghanaians and also believes in our human rights. You look at it from the angle of both our culture and the human rights, and then we'll take it from there. And so, whether he has sent to it or not, we have done our bit in house. The whole house has passed it. And so it's now passed by parliament. What is left now is for the president to attend to it. Even if he doesn't attend to it, there's a constitutional provision which we can take our colleagues through. And then we can get it passed by Parliament. And so we'll not rush. We are waiting for the bill to be sent to President for us, for him to assent. And I'm hopeful. Yes, as one of my colleague sponsors, Sam George, mentioned today at the press conference, that if the President is a man of his own words, when he met with the Catholic Anglican bishops and told them that not under his watch will he allow this thing to fester, and then he'll go against his own word. We are yet to see. And I believe that he'll not go against his own word.
That's a precedent, isn't it, looking at what transpired when your colleague MP, Francis Xavier Sosu, laid a similar bill, private member's motion, with passed regarding the repeal of imprisonment or either sentencing people to death by hanging. That did not make it through because the president says there are some cost implications together with the witchcraft accusation bill. Given what transpired in that case, the feeling is that the president has given a convention which he will simply follow in your case as well, looking at the fact that there is a cost implication to the effective implementation of this anti-LGBT law. Are you mindful of that, sir?
I think some Ghanaians are misconstruing the constitutional provision, Article 108, where he says that at the time of the person presiding, if he thinks that this bill will have financial implications, he will not consider it. We've passed that stage. The Speaker made a pronouncement that, in his opinion, as a man presiding, this bill does not have any financial implications on the state. And so we passed that stage already. We moved on and it's gone through all the stages that it needed to go through. With regards to the amendment of the Criminal Act, where my colleague brought a private member's bill to the House for us to look at one of the conditions which has to do with their penalty. Now, that bill has been passed by us. It has gone to the presidency. Now, the Constitution and our standing on this is that if the president has any adverse findings or does not want to assent to it, he will write to us, back to Parliament, with his comment that because of this and that, he will not assent to it. As we speak now, the president has not brought any letter or referral to the Speaker of Parliament stating that he will not assent to the bill. And the number of days that the bill was supposed to save the president has elapsed. So for us, the president has assented to it.
If the president will not assent to it or does not want to assent to it, the president would have written to parliament or to the speaker with note that I do not want to assent to it because of this and that. The president has not done that. And so nobody should think that because the president says that he was not going to assent to it, the bill will not come into force. They should check their constitution very well. And if the constitution says that after a certain number of days, the president does not assent to it and has not written to parliament, then the bill becomes a law. Then we'll take it from there. So for us, as far as we are concerned, either the president has assented to it or has not assented to it, the bill has come into force because of the constitutional provision.
Now you have passed the bill, and so what?
Yes, now we've passed the bill. The next thing is for us to wait for the president to assent to it or refer it back to us. And so if the president did not refer it to us and assent to it, the next level is sensitization. We need to sensitize the Ghanaian population on this bill, which we are prepared to do to let people know what exactly is in the bill.
And of course, ever since you passed this, this has gone viral. In fact, a global matter of concern for many human rights organizations who are closely monitoring what's happening in Ghana. I mean, we're becoming one of the very few African countries to go ahead and to legislate a standing law against sexual minority groups. You are a member, obviously, of the ECOWAS Parliament. You know about the international ramifications and possibly sanctions that we may be facing by passing this law. You agree?
What sanction is it that will be meted out to Ghanaians that we cannot stand? After all, we are in a global economic mess now. What sanction is higher than us going to IMF and begging IMF for support to this country? And so whatever sanction any international community wants to bring, they should bring. After all, Hungary has passed a law. Having the European Union, it has stood up against Hungary. That doesn't mean that the country Hungary is no longer a country. Go to Uganda. Uganda has passed a law. America made all kinds of noise. Is Uganda not still a country? I mean, we should stop this issue of sanctions from international community. Are we not country of our own? Can't we stand on our own and say, yes, it is indeed enough for us to stand as a country and as a sovereign nation? Anybody who comes with any conditions will not accept it. And so for me, and for we, the sponsors, we think that whatever sanctions any international community or international organization wants to bring, they should bring it on. We are ready for it. Ghana is a sovereign nation. Do not impose anything called minority rights. I am a member of ECOWAS Parliament. The day we mentioned this at the ECOWAS Parliament, our colleagues from the other part of ECOWAS are waiting for us to pass this bill. And wait and see whether other countries in the sub-region will also follow through. We don't want to pass a law like the Uganda, which has a stringent punishment. We did not pass that law. We have passed a law that we all know will pass the test of time.
Yeah, but if you say we're not similar in terms of what Uganda has done, it's as though you're picking and choosing, isn't it? You now have individuals who are likely to face a jail term of up to 3 years simply for being gay, lesbian?
Is what we have put there, is it against our culture? Yes, it is against our culture. Why did you put us in parliament? Why did you elect us into parliament? You elect us in parliament to make laws, to make sure that we have rules and regulations that governs us. And so if members of parliament or your elected representative decided that, look, our culture is being trampled upon and therefore we should come out with a law that will protect us and protect the sanctity of this nation and the generations unborn, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
And this is where you're criticized for, you know, leveraging on the constituencies you hold. Are you sure that this is reflective of what it is that your constituents want, that you were elected, for instance, from the whole West constituency of the Volta region to simply come to Parliament and to pass an anti-LGBTQ bill? Is that what your constituents have sent you to Parliament to do?
Fortunately, yes. Fortunately, yes, because during our research, I went around with the bill seeking the opinion of my constituents, which I normally do, which I term the town hall meeting. And I can tell you, I have videos of key opinion leaders who supported us. Just last two Sundays, I was one of the communities. I told them that by today, by the grace of God, the bill will be passed. And they all were in full support. Everywhere I go, I seek the opinion of the people that this is the bills we have brought, including even the ones that my colleague Francis Sosu has brought, which I informed them. It was only one community that was saying that tooth for tooth, if you kill somebody, you should be killed. The rest of the community, 104 communities, have accepted that we should repeal the provisions in the criminal act that when you kill, you should also be killed, and that the death penalty should be removed from our laws. And so I do that, and have done that. I did it throughout the holidays, and they've given their nod to support it.
I see. Looking at how intrusive the effects of this bill would be, how do you envisage implementation to go, knowing the activities of these same-sex individuals? Are you expecting us, you know, state machinery, security agencies to now go into the rooms of people, search, and to check the activities of these individuals? That's how far-reaching possibly your law would be.
You know, already we have a law in this country that says that you should not have a natural kind of knowledge with any body. And so there's a law in existence, and we are not against that law. Why are people not against that law that was made from years ago? Why was it not amended? Our position clearly has to do with the fact that, you know, in addition to unnatural kind of knowledge that we have as a law, it goes beyond what happens now, goes beyond unnatural kind of knowledge, and that we have people who have decided that I can even change my gender identity to become a male, becoming a female. And so, and that is not part of our culture. Our culture frowns on things like that, that a woman will begin to change her identity to become a man, you know, to the extent that you go for a surgical, you know, operation for you to become. And so, your brother, we have done what needs to be done, and I'm sure that Ghanaians will support us. Right. Ghanaians are fully behind us. Even the CDD report itself says right. that Ghanaians are against this community or people, deviant communities of people right. who hold themselves as LGBTQ community people. And so I know Ghanaians are fully supporting us
right.
and they will go ahead to support us even in the other implementation. So
grateful.
The state machineries
yeah.
who are already doing their work, right. as I mentioned, that unnatural common knowledge is a criminal offense.
Grateful.
And the state authorities are already doing their work.
Emmanuel Kwesi-Bejoa is one of the MPs sponsoring the anti-LGBTQ bill, now passed into law. And that's it for Top Story. I'm Blessed Tuga. Next is News Now.
¿Escuchas ese rugido? ¿Sientes la experiencia de poder? ¿La emoción de la libertad? Ya estás preparado para vivir tu nueva aventura. Nueva Ram 1500, hecha para vivir. Ram es una marca registrada de FCA US LLC.